altars and break down their images and cut down their groves and burn their graven images with fire. And thou art an holy people, for thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself. Above all people thou art upon the face of the earth. The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you because you were more in number than any people, for ye were the fewest of all people. But because the Lord loves you, and because he would keep the oath which he has sworn unto your fathers, hath the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen for the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, who keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to a thousand generations, and repayeth them that hate him to their face to destroy them. He will not be slack to them that hateth him. He will repay him to his face. Therefore keep the commandments and the statutes and the judgments which I command thee this day to do them. Our Father in heaven, Lord, how we need your help this morning. How we understand, God, that without you we are nothing, God. How that we stand in a place of need, God. How that we understand, Lord, how that we are just a piece of clay, a dust of the ground. But I thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be in your presence, God. How to be your son, God. We bless your name for your place that you've given us by you, Father. We bless your name for this good day, this place, Lord, that you've allowed us to gather in. I pray, Lord, that you'll just help us to decrease, God, get ourselves our way, God, that you may be magnified, glorified, and honored, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you'll take your words now, apply to each life. Help us, God, to learn to grow into thy grace, into thy knowledge, Lord, and how we want to thank you for saving our soul. I'm glad, God, that you're on the throne to seek and to save. I pray, Lord, that you'll touch every heart. I meet every need in this place, God. We be careful, Lord. I give you praise and glory and honor, God, that you're worthy of. For it is in your sweet name, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Thank the Lord for the reading of his word. I'm glad. Thank God that I've been brought out this morning. I'm glad, Brother Hyde, that I'm no longer, thank God, a sinner. I'm separated from Christ. I'm glad I'm not sinners to that punishment that I do deserve. Hey, thank God. But in Ephesians chapter 2, the Bible said, but God, who is rich in mercy, thank God, it is because of him that I am a son of God. Hey, no longer a sinner. I'm no longer a servant to sin. Hey, thank God. But by the blood of Jesus and his mercy, I am a son of God. Amen. I'm glad I am. And it was because of that sin that had me separated from him in the Garden of Eden. And the wife this morning, we had everything packed up, ready to go a little early. And my wife began to open the Word of God. And I was listening as she began to read to the youngins. And they wanted to hear about Adam and Eve. And she began to tell them how to read the Scripture. And it was because of that sin in the garden that separated the Lord from us. The Bible said, in the cool of the day, God, I come walking in the midst of the garden, the Spirit of God, man. He desired that fellowship with man. He desired that fellowship with Adam. But Adam fell into that temptation. I took that fruit. And you understand, sin entered into the world. By one man, sin entered into the world. And we understand that death by sin. I want to say this morning, how the penalty of sin is still death. And I've said, for the wages of sin is death. Amen. Oh, but I'm glad it didn't stop there. I'm glad he said, but the gift of God is eternal life. I will say this morning, I'm glad God is faithful. If God help me just for a moment, Brother Hyde, I'm just going to preach my heart and let you know that we serve a God that is faithful. Amen. In our text, we find that the Lord began to tell them in verse number 1, the children of Israel, and Moses began to tell them how when the Lord thy God shall bring thee. Oh, bless his name, Brother Neil. I'm glad when God said something, it's going to happen. God began to tell them they had already been brought out of Egypt. They had already been brought out of that place of bondmen, and they had already been set free from that place. Hey, can I say I'm glad that I'm no longer in bondage anymore? I'm glad I'm no longer down in Egypt. Thank God. Hey, the Bible said how Moses began to tell me, when the Lord thy God shall bring thee. Brother Neil, I'm glad we're going somewhere. Hey, thank God. Hey, all the preaching we've heard this week, boy, how does help me and encourage me. I tell them, Brother Hyde, I thank God for camp meeting, how that it is an oasis in a dry and barren land, that we, thank God, and come and drink from. God help us. The Bible said in our text, how you find in verse, thank you, Lord, verse number 2, that when the Lord thy God shall deliver them before thee, I will say this one, I'm glad God, he is a faithful deliverer. Hey, thank God. Hey, he is the one. He is the only one, amen, that can get you out of this place that you're at. Amen. I was lost and undone. I separated from God. I sent it to a place called hell. And it took the blood of Jesus, the blood of bulls and the blood of goats. And the law wouldn't do it. It just covered it over to the next year. God help us. Oh, but by the precious blood of Jesus, we find he is a faithful deliverer time and time again. In the scriptures, you find God making a way of escape or making a way of an exit. Hey, can I say he is the way? Hey, thank God. Brother Neil, he is the way, the truth, and the life. He said, no man cometh to the Father but by me. Amen. Yeah, I am the door. The only way you can get in this place is through those doors. And there may be some other doors entryway into here. But the only way to get to the Father is through the Son. Amen. The Bible said he is faithful. And this morning in verse number 9, how you find that text, know therefore that the Lord thy God, I would to God this morning, thank God. Hey, brother, preacher was preaching yesterday evening, and boy, God just began to deal with our hearts, and boy, if we'd just be Christians, if we'd just live our lives like we know who our Father is, God help us. And understand this morning that the Lord thy God, he is God. He is Alpha, Omega, the beginning, the end, the first, the last. He is almighty. Amen. I don't serve a dead God. He is alive. He is well. God help us. The Bible said, I'm glad I know this morning. Therefore, the Lord thy God, He is God, the faithful God. And not only is He the God, and I will say this morning, there is a lot of little g gods in this place. Amen. He is. You can make your job a God. You can make your sports activities a God. Anything you put forward, Jesus Christ is a God to you. Amen. But I want to tell you something, that job, it won't deliver you from hell. The amount of money won't deliver you from hell. Thank God, Jesus Christ has shed His blood, and that's the only way that you'll be delivered. Amen. He is a faithful deliverer this morning. Amen. He is faithful. He is just. Amen. Oh, you'll find, I thank you, Lord, you go back to Exodus, how the Lord began to reveal Himself unto Moses there on the backside of the desert. The children of Israel were in bondage down there in Egypt under Pharaoh, and they were servants unto him. And the Lord thy God, He showed up on the backside of the desert, in a dry place, in the form of a bush, there's on fire. And Moses, when he saw that great thing, he turned aside to see that thing. Amen. There's many a time it seems like that we've seen the bush on fire, but yet we've turned aside and we just went the other way. Amen. Oh, but Moses, and it was not uncommon for bushes to burn there in the desert, but the only thing, this one was different, because it was not consumed. He's seen a lot of bushes burn because of the dryness and because of the heat. Oh, but this one had not been consumed. Brother Neil, thank God. And Brother Pace, and some of these other men of God. Bless His name. I look up to these men. And Brother, I don't know you that well. But boy, how I look up to y'all. And how did I look unto y'all as a bush that is on fire. And that has, I've seen a lot now that has been on fire before. And next thing you know, they're put out. Amen. And they're nowhere to be found anymore. But I'm glad they submit a God. Hey, bless. I'm glad they submit a God. I better stay in the book. I stay in the altar. Hey, let y'all blaze the path for us younger generation just to come up behind y'all. Hey, God help us, youngins. Hey, you young men need to step up. Hey, look unto God. Amen. For He is God. Hey, but you know it, Brother Neil, and Brother Terry Pace, and boy, I love y'all this morning, but you ain't God, amen. You can't save us. Hey, no man can save you. Your mom, daddy can't save you. We'll do everything we can to help you, but it's God that delivers. Amen. Children of Israel there in Pharaoh's bondage, and the Lord, the Bible said, if you want to go there, you don't have to, but I wrote it down. He is a faithful deliverer. The Lord thy God said unto Moses there, after He revealed unto Moses who He was, and Moses began to fall down and worship there with his shoes off in that holy place. And boy, I count this a place of Bethel this evening or this morning here at Westside Baptist Church, because God has met with us here. Amen. Amen. Oh, well, listen, the Bible said that the Lord said unto him, I have surely seen the afflictions. He knows where you're at. He knows that place that you're in. He said, surely I've seen the affliction of my people. Thank God. He saw them down there in Egypt and their cries. He said, their cries. cries have come unto me. I've heard them by reason of the taskmasters. For I know their sorrow, and I have come down to deliver them. He said, I see them, and I hear them, and here I come to deliver them. Amen. Hey, God knows where you're at this morning. How you've been here all week long. How you've heard that God saves. How Jesus saves. You heard about the blood. How you've heard about this deliverer. God help us. But yet you still continue to reject Him. And you want to sit there in your bondage. Hey, God is merciful, and He is great. All that He's come by, and He is still seeking to deliver him. Thank God He's on the throne this morning. He is not slack. I concern His promise. That's what He came to do. And the Bible said, He said, I hear them, I see them, and I've come to deliver them out of the land. I want to take them to a good land. Oh Lord, as the Bible said, that is flowing with milk and honey. He is the deliverer. Amen. And He's faithful time and time again. How you understand how the children of Israel, how that God had delivered them out of messes that they got themselves in. Oh, but I'm saying, sinner free, here that you've never been born again. You're under the bondage of sin, and you're a servant under sin. Oh, but I'm glad Jesus Christ, He already paid your sin debt. You can claim the victory. Thank God. Amen. You can be delivered this morning. He is faithful. He is God. Oh, but He is a faithful God to deliver. Amen. Oh, but you go on in that same text in our Bibles. Deuteronomy, He is a deliverer, faithful. Deliverer to him that call upon His name. He said, I will no wise cast thee out. Thank God. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. The Bible said, thank you, Lord. Not only is He a faithful deliverer, but in your text, He said, in that verse number 2, when the Lord thy God shall deliver them before thee, thou shalt smite them, thank God, and utterly destroy them. Oh, not only is He a deliverer, a faithful deliverer, I can't tell you how many times, Brother Hoy, how many times, what since I've been born again, that I've got myself into some messes, amen. I get my eyes off the Lord like Peter did. I began to sink, amen. Oh, how many times that I've had to cry out to God, and He has helped me, amen. For He is my helper, amen. Oh, but listen, He is a faithful destroyer, amen. He told them here in the text, He said, the Lord thy God shall deliver thee. Oh, bless His name. Oh, but He said, this is well, thou shalt smite them, and utterly destroy them. Hey, God is faithful. I'm not only to deliver, but He will destroy. Amen. Now, what are you talking about, preacher? Oh, bless His name. Hey, my sins, as far as east from the west, I'd never be remembered anymore. Hey, brother, thank God. The law was weak in the flesh, it only covered it up. That's all it could ever do. Hey, thank God. But when Jesus shed His blood, when I got born again, it took them away as far as the east from the west. Never to be remembered. But there is still an adversary. There is still a devil. There are still some evil men and seducers that try to tempt us and drag us down. I want to say, child of God, our Lord, He is faithful. He is God, and He will destroy them. Oh, yes. You find the children of Israel, after God brought them out of Egypt, they were on their way out of that place after the blood of the Lamb. I was put upon the doorpost. Thank God. He said, and I see the blood, Brother Larry. I will pass over you. He will deliver you. But you got to have the blood on the doorpost. Hey, you got to have the blood of the Lamb upon the side post. Hey, He said, if I see the blood, Oh, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Hey, let the blood be a token unto you. Amen. Thank God. It'll be a token unto you. Oh, bless His name. Hey, brother, Brother High, when I stand on that day, it'll not be because I'm a preacher. It'll not be because I'm a bride boy. Hey, it'll not be because I'm a Baptist. Hey, but it'll be because of the blood. God help us. Because the blood of His Son. Amen. I have been delivered because of the faithful God. That is the deliverer. Amen. Oh, but He is a destroyer of them. Oh, that is against God. Hey, you're either for Him or you're against Him. Amen. I like what the preacher said the other day. Amen. Either you is or you ain't. Amen. I'm glad I is this morning. I'm glad I ain't what I used to be. Thank God. If you are what you used to be, you ain't. Thank God. Hey, every time you find the Lord delivering somebody, you find out that they are changed man. Amen. The blinds are seeing. The deafs are hearing. The lames are walking. The dead's being raised. Amen. God help us. Amen. I don't have a desire to do the things I used to do. Have that new beginning, Brother Matthew, preaching about. Thank God. I'm glad God gave me a new beginning. I'm glad He, thank God. Did not give me that what I do to serve. Oh, bless His name, but He delivered me out. And He is on our side. You'll find in the Old Testament how that God is for you. Hey, God, I said a friend, God is on your side. Thank God. He is for you. Hey, thank God, in the Gospels, how you find that God is with them. Amen. Oh, bless His name. Not only is He for you, but now He's with them. And then in the New Testament, Paul's writings, even to Revelation, not only is He for you and with you, but Brother Hyde, He's in you. Thank God.
That's right.
He's all for you this morning. Amen. That's why He came. He came to seek and to save. He is faithful this morning, a faithful deliverer. Oh, but He is a destroyer. Amen. In Exodus chapter 14, Moses told the people, thank God, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation. Oh, bless His name. The enemy was creeping up behind them to try to take them back captive. The enemy was trying to steal their joy from being delivered. Pharaoh and his army, I was on the hills. But the man of God said, fear not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will show you today. For the Egyptians, for them Egyptians who you see today, that enemy that you see creeping up behind you, you won't see them no more. Amen. Yeah, what's going to happen, preacher? God's fixing to destroy them. Amen. All that is against God will be and shall be destroyed. Boy, I'm glad I'm not against Him. Bless His name. I was born that way. I was born against Him. I was born separate from Him. Oh, but bless His name, He come. And thank God to deliver us. Hey, mamas and daddies. Hey, I got three daughters. And I'm trusting in Him to save them. He is a faithful deliverer. But He is a faithful destroyer as well. Amen. And Bob said, Moses told these Egyptians whom you see today, you won't see them no more. Forevermore. But in verse number 20, it shall come to pass that between, and it came to pass between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Pharaoh's army, the children of Israel, how God not only is He a faithful deliverer, but a faithful destroyer. But you see, God is faithful in His direction. Amen. When He gives you directions, you won't get lost. Amen. I've been lost several times because of GPS navigation and tom-toms and just went off what people said. Oh, but bless His name. If I'm looking up to Him, I'll never get lost. If I just trust in God, I will be delivered. Hey, thank God. Hey, there's a pillar. Thank you, Lord. A cloud in the sky by day to shade them, to keep them cool from the heat of the day. And it directed their their paths. In the nighttime, it was a flame of fire to direct. It was a light unto their path. Bless your name. That King James Word of God. Take the words of God and hide it in your heart, that you may not sin against God, and it will be a light unto your path. Thank God. The Bible said that He told these that are against you, that are coming to destroy you, you ain't going to see them no more. And God is fixing to destroy them. And between them and the Egyptians was the Lord. I don't know about you this morning, but I'm glad there's somebody on my side that has fought my battles for me. We ain't no match for the devil, brother. We can't handle him. He will destroy you. And he is out seeking whom he may devour. He'd love, brother High, just to sift us as wheat and destroy us. But bless his name. We sing a song. To get to me, thank God. You'd have to go through the blood. I've been delivered. I've been set free. He is directing my paths. Amen. Thank God. And he will destroy my enemies. There was a cloud in the day and a fire at night to direct their path, and it gave them light. But we find in verse number 28 of Exodus chapter 14, and the waters, how the Bible said after Moses was obedient to God, he made a way for them to walk across on dry ground. He rolled back the waters, bless his name, and they walked across on dry ground, and the Egyptians came, and they took the wheels off and rode hard. They were trying their best to get to them. The devil's trying his best to shut the church down, to shut you down, man of God. But just look up. We serve a faithful God. He is a deliverer. He will destroy our enemies. Thank God, amen. He is directing our paths, amen. The Bible said in verse 28 that the waters returned, amen. And the chariots and the horses and all the hosts of Pharaoh, how they came into the sea after them, and there remained not so much as one. Amen. God wiped them out. That enemy that's against you, how you read in Revelation chapter 21 and 22, I love how to take them there quite often. The devil, the adversary, the one that deceived many, deceived man, he was cast out. Bless his name. He is defeated. Hey, child of God, you don't have to be defeated today. You do not have to be discouraged. Hey, thank God, for we serve a God that's faithful in deliverance. He will deliver you this morning. If you need deliverance, he will. Thank God, direct your path. He is directing our path. He is our light. Thank God, he is our life. He is love to us. God help us. Amen. But listen, the Bible said in our text, you find that know therefore the Lord thy God. He is God. He is a faithful God. Amen. He is faithful to deliver. He is faithful to destroy it. He is faithful to direct our paths. But I find in our text, that he's faithful, brother Hyatt. Whenever them tempters come, bless his name. Whenever the temptation arises, he's directing our paths. And there is a guy. It seems like there's a pull today as we try to walk the straight and way. How that the devil's are pulling this way and pulling that way, trying to get you out of the way. The tempter will come. But Jesus said in that same temptation, I'll make a way of escape. When that temptation arises, he is faithful. God help us. Amen. We don't have to fall into that temptation. We can trust him and turn. David fell into that temptation. When he left the battle, I come home for leisure, looked up on the rooftop of his neighbor. He fell into that temptation. But I want to tell you this morning, God's faithful. hell, and He has the way of escape. He is that way of escape. When temptation arises, He's faithful, oh, to deliver us. Oh, whenever them testers are, oh, whenever them threatenings come, hey, thank God, I've been threatened all week, it seems like, Brother Larry. Hi, Brother Hyde, I wish you wouldn't have told me that I was going to be preaching. Had just been better just to shoot off your hip. But you see the devil rage. You need to just go here. You need to do that or this. Oh, bless His name. Whenever the evil men and seducers come and try to tempt you and threaten you, thank God. I'm glad you don't have to back down, Brother Larry. You stand up. You claim the blood of Jesus. Amen. Amen. He is faithful, thank God, when threatenings come. Oh, but thank God, He is faithful this morning. In the time of persecution, whenever those tribulations come, whenever those threatenings come, oh, thank God, when tribulation, Brother Larry, and heartaches, and you understand this morning, they're coming. Hey, it rains on the just and the unjust. Hey, you going through what you're going through. Hey, what? I don't know your heart. I don't know where you're at, but I believe this morning I've done a lot of trouble, a lot of tribulation that we go through as born again Christians. It is because of what we've done. Amen. It's because we turned away from God. It's because we, oh, why does this happen to me, God? Hey, if you, God help us. Amen. Hey, some things that Brother preacher well last night. Thank you, Pastor, for preaching our hearts. How that those storms and those snake bites and those shipwrecks come. Hey, did you ever think about it that it may be the God's will? How that you go through these things? Hey, it is because of the Father may be glorified. Hey, thank God. My daughter, she was born 10 years ago. And she was blind. She's blind. And got SOD and all kinds of problems. And all kinds of things. And people like to say special. Hey, she is exactly what God wants her to be. Amen. I don't treat us any special way. I just look up unto God and give Him glory and honor. God, the Bible said there's a young man born blind from his birth. And the disciples, we are first to judge. We are the worst people to judge. That's all we do. First thing we do. And they said, well, who's sinned? Who's sinned that this boy is born blind? And God said, neither had sinned. Neither the father nor the parents or him had sinned, but the Father may be glorified. Amen. I count honor, Brother Hyde. I count honor and privilege that my child, God has chosen my child to be and to give him glory and honor. Oh, but I got to thinking about that. And not only my child, but Brother Hyde's your children and everybody else's children. Hey, Brother Larry, even you this morning, God has chosen you. And not because of you is a great number, not because you have money, but because He loves you. Amen. And because He wants to deliver you, He will direct your path. He will defeat our enemies. Amen. Through Jesus Christ, our Father in heaven, we thank You for Your word. Thank You, God, for being a faithful God. Thank You, Lord, for always being there. I'm glad that You send Your word. You'd never leave us nor forsake us. Oh, but You go with us always. We bless Your name for Your faithfulness, Lord. I ask Your church and help every heart. In this place, bless the meeting. Thank You, Lord, for this place. These people, we give You praise and glory and honor You deserve. In Jesus' name. Amen.